Now, I'm joined on the phone by Sarah Ward, also known as Yana Alana, who's will be here as part of the Adelaide Festival Centre's Adelaide Cabaret Festival. She's presenting episode 2 in outer space of The Legend of Queen Kong. Thanks so much for joining me.
It's an absolute pleasure. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, it's very soon. It's next Friday, and Friday and Saturday are the performances. How are things going just a week out?
They're going really well. I mean, myself and the band Homo Sapiens have been rehearsing in studios in Melbourne for a long time now, and we also exist as a band outside of that. So we've been able to perform on stage and get a real sense of how we sound as an act, but this is the first time we're premiering an actual show. So we're really nervous, but we're also super excited.
Yeah, and it sounds great. I mean, Homo Sapiens is a fantastic name for a band. Just need to get that out there for one. And also the legend of Queen Kong. I mean, it's a great title. I mean, you describe yourselves as an all queer, all gender variant rock band as well.
Yeah.
How do those themes get explored? I mean, has that always been an interest for you in your writing and your process as a musician and as an artist?
Yeah, well, as a queer woman myself, I mean, it's something that I'm certainly interested in discussing. And my partner, Beck Matthews, is the MD, and she identifies as a genderqueer. And then we have other people in the band too that identify in all different kind of areas across the spectrum. So, yeah, it's really important for me to have visibility for people who are not necessarily cisgendered or, you know, straight, because the world is full of people who are different and we need to see them on the stage as well.
Yeah, definitely, and have their stories told and heard by people, you know, within and outside of that community, and bridging gaps and making connections and just realising that we're all here and we all need to be respected.
That's right.
Yeah.
And this show is very much about what it means to be human. And by creating an alter ego for Yana Alana, Yana, who is very narcissistic, I'm able to explore topics that are a bit more universal. So it's really great to be able to delve into the psyche of what it is to be human and to explore identity in these ways. So, I really feel like this is a new, exciting character for me to explore.
Yeah. And so, for those who don't know, I mean, what kind of structure does this show take, The Legend of Queen Kong, which is part of a trilogy, as I understand?
Trilogy, yeah. That's right, yeah. So, you know, in Star Wars, when they showed episode 4 first,
yes.
A New Hope, so it's a little bit like that. It's taking its tradition from sci-fi film. So it's very filmic in its and epic in its presentation. But although it's a cabaret, it's sort of twists and turns, and it really plays with the concept of time, the concept of identity, and it will be very, very confusing. In fact, at the beginning of next year, we're looking at creating a fully accessible version of this show for the deaf community.
Mm.
And our consultant said one of the things that you'll have to explain to the deaf community through signing is that this show kind of makes no sense for anybody, so that the deaf people understand that they
yeah, it's not just going over their heads. It's everyone's heads. Yeah.
It's going over everyone's head. It's okay.
Yeah.
But in the sense that at its core, what it's about is exploring the fact that we are all connected in the sense that we are all stardust. And I really want to, you know, get people to think about their responsibility and their vulnerability of being human.
There is a strong, I can see it just in your talking as well, there is a strong sci-fi element. I mean, often it is within that genre, there is that exploration of, you know, where does humanity begin and end, and when does it come into conflict with, you know, an external threat, or, you know, just internal discussion as well. Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, and the great thing too about this is it's rock, And with rock, we're really within the, yeah, there's punk, there's, I mean, I'm even singing opera at some point. A rock really lends itself to a diversity of musical expression. So we're able to, you know, we're really influenced by artists like the B-52s and then artists like Frank Zappa, artists like David Bowie, artists like Beth Ditto. So, you know, we're really excited by how rock is queer as well and sci-fi and diverse. Mm. So, yeah, it's not just me. Like, usually with Yana, it's Yana and a piano and Yana kind of very cabaret. But this is, I think it's really challenging cabaret as a form, and I'm really excited to be presenting something that's a little bit different for cabaret.
Yeah, and I think Ali McGregor, as artistic director, has been quite open in curating a program, particularly for this year, that does, you know, does push at the edges a little bit of what we consider cabaret and not. And it's quite a broad, exciting program, I think, this year.
I think it is too, and I do think it's really important to keep cabaret is an exciting genre because, you know, if I wanted to do musicals, I'd be in musicals, but I'm really excited by the concept of being able to create something that's my own, and I think it's very personal. You can tell your own story. You can take you can push the form wherever you want. You know, you can stand there and just sing covers, or you can create something really wild and crazy and epic, and then all the stuff in between as well. So it's great. Yeah. I love cabaret.
Yeah, no, and it's good. And Adelaide's really, you know, right in the swing of it as well. And you're coming in for the last weekend of the festival. And you mentioned before that it's quite a filmic approach that you're taking to this show, The Legend of Queen Kong. It includes projection art as well, doesn't it?
Incredible projection art. In fact, projection art the whole way through.
Mm.
So, you know, yeah, it's got projection art by Will Huxley, and he's one of the Huxleys, and his art is astonishing and I'm sure will become more well-known in Australia. And also animations by an artist called Finn Scholes, who has his own band called the Carnivorous Plant Society. And I saw him performing at the Splore Festival with his animations behind him. And as soon as I saw them, I went, oh, this is the man I need to collaborate with. Mm. It has a real naivety to it. And it looks like a child did it, but it's so complex in what it evokes. Mm. So I love, it's pure. And I love that about his animations. And then with Will Huxley's, totally queer and wild and glamorous projections. It's going to be astonishing. So I think it's a very immersive work, and people can look wherever they like, really. They can look at the screen, they can look at Queen Kong or Yana Alana, and then they can look at any of the bands, you know. So they're going to be overcome, I hope.
Yeah, lots of different elements at play, and lots for you to orchestrate as well. You mentioned that your partner Beck Matthews is musical director, and you've got Annie Davey as director as well, who you've worked with before in the past as well. So it sounds like you've got a strong and you need to, with all these different elements, a strong creative team behind the project as well.
We've really needed it because it's incredibly ambitious work, and especially as we move toward making it fully accessible, this is it in its first incarnation. So Adelaide are very lucky because they're seeing the premiere, but they're also seeing us, you know, premiere a work that essentially won't be performed again because it will be moving toward becoming accessible.
Mm.
So I really hope Adelaide enjoys it and they come along and immerse themselves in this world, because I really feel they'll be transported and, you know, oh my gosh, it's going to be so exciting and I'm terrified. Yay.
the perfect combination, a week out, perfectly normal, all good. Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everything's as it should be.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Sarah, thanks so much for fitting in this chat in what is a very, very busy time as you prepare to, you know, share this work with Adelaide audiences. I really appreciate it. And it sounds like a wonderful project. So I hope people do get along.
Yeah, same. Come along, Adelaide. It'll be Thanks for having me.
No, no worries at all. So that's The Legend of Queen Kong, Episode 2, In Outer Space. That is, you know, in the aptly named Space Theatre as part of the Cabaret Festival. So it's next Friday the 22nd and next Saturday the 23rd of June. Head to the Cabaret Festival website where you can book your tickets and find out more information. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.